During the next week, the sky goes crazy. The solstice is coming Friday, while the moon will closely meet two planets, while planets meet other planets. It's easy, in-your-face astronomy. And the first of these headlines is a planet that few have ever seen, Mercury. Mercury's best 2019 apparition is happening now, but you do need an unobstructed view toward the west. If hills or trees block the direction of sunset, then go to a field, lake, parking lot, cemetery, or wherever you can find a flat, ocean-like horizon. Then the next clear night, look in that direction about 40 minutes after sunset. Figure around 9:20 or 9:30 p.m. in most places. That's when you should look very low in the west and find a bright star. Except it's not a star. It's the charbroiled, smallest, densest world in the known universe. As for its exact location, if you place the bottom of your fully extended fist on the western horizon, just about where the sun set a little earlier, then the top of that fist will show you where Mercury floats 40 minutes after sunset. Tonight, if you're hearing this on Sunday, Mercury comes very close to much dimmer Mars. Both look orange, especially through binoculars. And this conjunction lasts until Wednesday, the 19th. It's an amazing sight. But the show is just beginning. Brilliant Jupiter is now at its closest to Earth and is simply the brightest star low in the east when darkness falls. It will float just above the moon tonight, if you're hearing this Sunday. And if you want one more, well, this one is best seen around midnight. The date is this Tuesday, June 18th. Yes, that's the same night that the fabulous Mars-Mercury conjunction is still happening in the early evening. This is a midnight conjunction between the Moon and Saturn. They'll be very close together. Wow, all the bright planets except for Venus, performing conjunctions with the Moon or each other, dancing around the solstice. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.